September the 15th is the day a lot of people use as the real, no kidding, start of the financial crisis when Lehman Brothers went under. There is a case to be made, though, that the actual point of no return was 10 days or so earlier when the Treasury Department took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the big government-backed mortgage companies. They did it to the tune of $188 billion in an effort to calm the housing market. Doug Duncan is the chief economist and a senior vice president as well at Fannie Mae. Doug, it's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
First things first, I suppose, general thoughts on the state of the American housing market here in the five-year mark of Lehman Brothers and middle of 2013.
It's improving, but it's not robust. We have a ways to go before we can pronounce it robust. I think that's probably going to happen around the beginning of 2016.
Whoa, that's really far away.
Mm-hmm. So 3 more years.
Doesn't that just make you shake your head and go, this is still 5 years on, unbelievable?
Yeah, it's the biggest kind of event like this that we've had since World War II, or since the Depression, really.
Were you there in September 2008? Were you at Fannie Mae when Henry Paulson called your bosses into the office and said, "We're taking you over"?
I was.
What was that like?
Well, it was stunning, no question. There was nothing in the history of the company to suggest that that was a likely probability, although. I joined the company in April, and the stock price was already dramatically declining, and so you knew there were some fundamental problems. And you know, I joined knowing that that was likely to be the case, but not conservatorship. That wasn't really the perception of how the problems would emerge.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac got bailed out by the government. I don't know how you guys talk about it inside the shop, but outside, the perception is you guys got bailed out by the government the same way the big banks did. And yet people are vitriolic still about the big banks, and you guys are kind of flying under the radar a little bit.
Well, not so much now that we've started reporting profits.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to get out of that, it requires legislative action. Our CEO was on record in the last couple of days saying it's time to fix it. We really need to get this moving and get repaired.
So what gives? If you want it and the Obama White House wants it, members of Congress want it.
Well, they all have to reach an agreement. We're not really part of that other than we answer questions based on data that we have that no one else has. We were by law prohibited from lobbying, so we can't really participate in that.
I was doing some reading before I came in to talk to you, and one of the things that struck me was that there are more people working at Fannie Mae now than there were before the crisis. You were like 5,800 before the crisis, 7,200 now. Just like the banks, you guys are getting bigger. How come?
Well, there was this thing about a crisis, which created several million households that were in default. And so working with them required some additional staffing. We were not staffed at a level that would allow us to manage that level of distressed properties. Making a mortgage and securitizing it is a lot less labor intensive than working with a consumer to figure out their real financial situation and whether you can help them once they're in trouble. That's very time intensive because it's a one-on-one transaction and it takes a significant time period. So a big part of that staffing increase has been to try to manage the distressed borrowers through the crisis.
Why does housing matter so much? Why is it so important in this economy?
Well, when I moved from my last job to this job, I thought about leaving the housing industry, but it occurs to me that people will always live on a structure built on land, somewhere in proximity to where they work in a structure built on land.
Okay.
So real estate is basic. The issue was that financing got out of kilter.
Are you a renter or a buyer?
I'm an owner.
There you go.
I rented for the first 40 years.
Did you really?
I did.
So why change your mind?
Paint the walls
and do whatever you want with the house?
I also wanted to own a property on a river. I own a property living on a river. I love water. It's in some ways it's simple. You don't have somebody looking over your shoulder to see if you're taking care of the walls, or as you say, you can paint them, change them.
Doug Duncan, he is a senior vice president and the chief economist at Fannie Mae. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.